Researchers are tracking a growing problem in our oceans, plastic pollution. A crew of scientists has been studying the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, located 1,000 miles north of Hawaii. They're currently at sea on an expedition to find out more about it, how big it is, and what it's doing to marine life. It's said to be the size of Texas. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch was first discovered by accident 15 years ago by Charles Moore. He stumbled upon the floating debris on his way back from a sailing race to California.
He came through this area thinking it was going to be a shortcut, and that's where he first started seeing the plastic debris and trying to figure out why it was there.
That's Marita Francis, executive director of Algalita Marine Research Institute, a nonprofit organization that studies plastic pollution. She says Moore and other Algalita scientists are on their eighth trip out to sea, but this one is different.
There is much more debris than he has ever seen.
The debris is made up of everything from plastic bottles to toothbrushes, and they've all been broken down to a size smaller than your fingernail.
Think of confetti. It's kind of like confetti. And some of it even gets so small that it's the size of dust.
The team of scientists is using nets to trawl the area for trash. They're also using drones to view the patch from above. Francis said this time they came across something they hadn't seen before.
An 80-foot long field of debris, which truly is like an island. This one he could literally stand on.
This trash island is made up of fishing gear, nets, and buoys that the crew believe came from the 2011 tsunami in Japan. Since then, the island has become home to marine life that are adapting to the growing mass of debris floating in the Pacific.
It's teeming with life. It's tangled nets that have formed a new habitat for fish, for scallops, all types of different marine life.
The team spent 2 days studying the site. Francis worries about what that island of trash is doing to marine life as it travels on ocean currents.
It is moving these species to new habitats. So it could possibly be changing the whole ecosystem in the ocean.
The team from Algalita will continue their research on the Great Pacific Garbage Patch until they return to Long Beach in mid-August. Molly Solomon for HPR News.